councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Thursday, April the 25th, 2013, and I'm David Knight, and we're here live tonight. Well, the attacks are coming fast and furious against Alex Jones and InfoWars because we're the only ones, pretty much, in the mainstream media, certainly the largest ones, that are attacking the official story and asking questions, questions about contradictions, questions about things that just don't add up. And, of course, we're being attacked by Slate and by MSNBC and many others. And the latest attack here is from Rachel Maddow. Let's take a quick look at this clip here.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking a hands down on the streets?
No.
This is not a freelance thing. These guys are mostly associated with a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars. The host of the show is a man named Alex Jones. Yesterday afternoon, Matt Drudge tweeted this. He tweeted, "I privately told friends that this will be the year of Alex Jones."
Well, it has certainly been the week of Alex Jones. We've gotten a lot of attention, and she features Dan Bondi's press conference questions there as well. But she does a lot of straw man arguments. I mean, listen to some of the stuff that she puts in there. She says that 9/11 truthers say that 9/11 never happened. Not really. And that we can claim that the Boston bombing didn't happen. That's not at all what we're claiming. What we're claiming is that the facts contradict what we're being told. We're claiming that the government is contradicting themselves time and time again. And even the clips that she uses of Alex are really cheesy and designed to deceive. She also trots out the claim that popular science and others put the 9/11 truth to rest, yet she never mentions 1,900 architects at Architects and Engineers for Truth that offer a very scientific analysis of 9/11 and question the results of the 9/11 commission that she touts as having put all this to rest. You know, just like the JFK commission put to rest everything, and we came up with the magic bullet theory and the lone gunman Lee Harvey Oswald. We don't want to see that happen again. And we don't believe, like we're being criticized by many people as not respecting the victims. I don't think it respects the victims if you don't want to find out who's really at the bottom of this. I think not caring about anything other than just we got the man is the ultimate disrespect for the people who died and were critically injured at that bombing. We don't want to see that kind of thing happen again. We want to know how this happened. We want to know who was responsible, and we want to follow the leads wherever they go. And we're going to question the government whenever they tell us something that contradicts what they told us 2 hours ago or 2 days ago. We're going to stay on the story. And that brings us to our quote of the day, which is from Mahatma Gandhi. It's a famous quote. You've probably heard this before. He said, "First they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they fight you, and then you win." Well, I don't know. Right now, we're not at the ignoring stage. We've certainly passed that. I don't know. I guess with Rachel Maddow, we're at the ridicule stage because that's really what she does. We'll see what happens. But we're going to win this fight because the truth is on our side. Now, on the heels of leaked Army emails just about 2 weeks ago, from a Lieutenant Jack Rich. He labeled the American Family Association and the Family Research Council two very mainstream Protestant organizations. And I wouldn't even say they're Protestant. They're not necessarily tied. They're not tied to any denomination, just like Focus on the Family. But those two denominations were singled out, and those two organizations were singled out in his newsletter and criticized as being hate groups. He put them in the same category as the Ku Klux Klan and Al-Qaeda, the Aryan Nation. And he said they didn't have army values. Now, that was just 2 weeks ago. Now we see that the U.S. Army bases are blocking access to the Southern Baptist Convention's website. Now, this is an organization that has just under 16 million members throughout the United States. It's about as mainline Protestant as you can get. And yet, they're being blocked. Now, in this article, it says, this is from the New American, it says, the officer said that a message came up notifying him that the site was being blocked by the Army team CONUS, that's Continental United States, for alleged hostile content. Team CONUS is tasked with protecting Army networks throughout the defense sector. So the Southern Baptist Convention is now considered to be hostile to the U.S. Army, the officer complained in an email. And he also says that they could not pinpoint exactly what the hostile content was. They're being very vague about that. But as we saw, like I said, just 2 weeks ago, we saw an email saying that the Family Research Council and the American Family Association did not share Army values. And so perhaps maybe the Southern Baptists don't share Army values either, which makes us start to wonder, what are the values of the new Army? We don't really know. Now, if you think that the references that many people have been making to Nazi Germany and to Orwell's 1984 are hyperbole, if you think they're exaggerated, then let's take a look at some of the footage that is starting to come out of Boston, footage of martial law, footage of the police going door to door and taking people out of their homes at gunpoint. Yes, this is America. And the footage is now starting to come out from people who were there. This is not the footage from CNN or Rachel Maddow's MSNBC. This is not mainstream media footage that's been blessed by the government censors. This is the actual footage that's coming out, and it is quite concerning. Photographs as well as videos that we're starting to see. And we've got a report from our own Dan Bedondi, who, now that the FBI isn't holding press conferences, he's hitting the streets and asking people who went through this what they thought about it. And here's his report.
This is Dan Bedondi reporting from Watertown, and I'm in the town here, and every business is closed. We're going to take a ride to Watertown to see basically if there's any military posts, checkpoints, and so on, and hopefully we can get through without getting arrested here. But I'm looking around. Every store is closed. The banks are closed. The business, you know, the buildings are all closed, and there's a good look here, and we're going to drive around also. It's like a ghost town here in the middle of a business day. The KFC's closed, the gas station's closed. We're at a McDonald's, and it's a total lockdown. We have police all over McDonald's. I guess in the parking lot here. Are they closed?
No, we are closed.
Oh, okay, thank you, sir. Okay. I understand. I know you can't get on this road. How do I get,
like, well, you can get on the road.
Okay.
This is just a secure point for the police.
Oh, okay.
You can go straight. However, Watertown Square is pretty limited. Going straight, you'll see the next roadblock anyway.
This is Dan Bedondi reporting. We're on Cambridge Street where they detonated control explosives, and they're not giving the media no information at all right now. It's just people gathering around. We're asking questions. What happened? And we just talked to a woman who is barred from a house that lives on the street. She's been barred since 7 o'clock this morning with no information given. What kind of announcements did they make to you?
This morning, they told us to put our clothes on and get out because they're evacuated from the street.
Absolutely. And they give you any information at all as when you can return to your home?
Nope. None.
Does it make you suspicious that you have feds crawling all over the place?
Yes. It made me very nervous this morning seeing FBI blocking off our street and then going down the street and parking in front of people's houses. That made me nervous.
Did you get a warning on TV or the radio?
On TV, yes.
Okay. What was that warning?
As far as, like, staying home or, they basically told us to stay home and not, you know, not come out.
Your work was closed.
Because it was a, in shelter lockdown all over Cambridge.
Did they disclose to you when they knocked at your door, did they disclose to you what was happening?
No, they didn't. Just an evacuation.
So they didn't tell you anything at all why you're being evacuated?
No, no.
Did they give you any information at all when you could return to your home?
No, they didn't.
So you've been stuck out here for about, what, 12 hours now?
Yes, yes.
With the National Guard, you ever hear of Posse Comitatus?
No.
It's in the Constitution established by Ben Franklin. It prohibits the military to police on American soil to prevent dictatorship.
I think under circumstances where there's terrorists blowing up bombs left and right, it might be okay to have the National Guard about.
Oh, no, absolutely. That, you know, that's what they're here for, to do that, but not to police on America. In other words, they're not allowed to arrest people or give any orders. They're allowed to help out disasters, but that's it.
And I believe that's what they're doing.
I mean, we've seen National Guards giving the police orders and also policing. They even told us that we'd be arrested if we crossed different lines.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a state of emergency.
Okay, and so far it's been about 10 hours or so, and did they give you information as to when you could return to your home?
Well, I can find information by myself through my iPhone, but they didn't give any information.
How about knowing that there's a bomb over there right now? How does it make you feel?
Not safe, but I think it's going to be contained, so it's okay.
Anyone cross the line, they'll be taken into custody. Media, civilian, anyone, okay?
This is a police state, yeah. Are you telling us?
I'm telling you to cross the police line, you'll be taken into custody.
The New World Order property, yeah. Thanks for serving the Constitution, sir. Yep, right there.
You with the media?
Yes,
media
I am.
Media credentials? Let me see them.
Yes, I am.
You see media credentials? Free speech systems?
The number one alternative media in the world, so...
Okay. Well, Dan, we'll work together or work separate. Yep. No matter to me. Stay behind the line.
Oh, could you please tell us what's going on? I mean, like, did they blow up the bombs yet?
Sir, your behavior right now seems to be a little irrational to me. This is a very fluid and dangerous situation. So if you don't stop talking, you're going to be removed. Press or no press? Sir, you seem to be a little irrational right now.
I'm not rational. It's live on camera. Am I irrational? Am I irrational?
I'm glad I didn't shave this morning, okay? Listen, your behavior to me appears to be irrational, confrontational, and this is a very dangerous, fluid situation. If you're not understanding me, I'll take it a step further and help you understand.
One question, though. Who's going to give us information? This is Dan Bedanti reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, another great report from Dan Bedanti. And as you saw at the end, that cop, you ask a cop a question. At first, he's going to say, where are you from? Let me see your ID. Next, if you ask him another question, he's going to say, you're irrational. Because only an irrational person would question the police state, right? Kind of like what they did in Russia. They said anybody that opposed Stalin was obviously insane, and they committed them to an asylum. Because you'd have to be insane to question Stalin in Russia. Well, we got another report to see what people in California think about the police state. We have Mark Dice out there in California, and he was joined by John Bound and Rob Jacobson. They were out in California, and they shot this man on the street.
This petition is to support door-to-door searches and gun confiscations of the registered weapons, since we have databases of them. And we're just going to model our system after England and a zip code, please, to confiscate.
I always watch the news about the gunshot every school in America.
Yeah, thanks for your support. We're gonna take those guns away from everybody and model the system after England. So I appreciate your support.
You're welcome.
They want to cut the police force by 20% in Oceanside.
Uh-huh.
We signed the petition to stop the police force from getting cut. We don't need Oceanside to turn back into a ghetto.
I don't even live here, dude.
That's okay. Just help our community and just print, sign, and a zip code to support the Orwellian police state. And we're modeling our system off of the Russian and German Nazi police state. And we're just trying to do that here in a zip code to support the Orwellian police state too. So
right.
Thank you so much supporting that. This is hard to keep a straight face sometimes. The Nazi Germany police state. Did you hear that? What is wrong with these people? You heard what I said, right?
All right, can I have a minute of your time? Just a second of your time. Would you mind signing here? What we're doing is a petition to basically ban the Second Amendment in order to stop these heinous gun shows from selling guns to average citizens. Yeah. And what we want is, you know, mainly the criminals to have the guns. Yeah, and just sign there. Yeah, just sign there. Yeah, just right there. Yeah, and then your zip code. Okay. Yeah. What we want is we want to go to every door in the community and find the guns that people have in their homes and take them from them. Yeah. And that way we're safe. You know. All right. Thank you. Yeah. You're a great American.
Close the just print. Yeah, we're modeling the new system off of the England model, and we're just going to get all the guns off the streets except for the police and the military. So just print your name there. We won't call you or we won't contact you. But
you know, what do you do?
Well, we just we work with the third-party petitioning system, so we're just on a zip code to repeal the Second Amendment. Thanks for supporting that. You know about CalMed?
No.
It's like the Obamacare for the low-income families and the minorities. They're going after that, and they want to repeal that. I just need a name and a signature to help to support the Obamacare free vaccination program. Just print your name here, sign, and a zip code. Mm-hmm. It's a free vaccination for the low-income families, but they want to remove that and take that away. So just print your name here, please. We won't contact you. Just a zip code. Print your name first, please, to support the free vaccination programs with as much mercury as possible to inject into the children, and a zip code to support the mercury vaccination program. Thank you so much for that. We'll inject as many kids as we can.
Nah, I support Second Amendment.
Why would you do something like that?
Because
guns are dangerous.
People are more dangerous than guns.
I'm not for them, but I'm from France, so.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they have guns still in France?
No, we don't.
Oh, well, good. Thank God. Do you want to sign?
Yeah, you just...
The civilians don't.
The civilians don't have any guns, so you just sign the petition to endorse the door-to-door searches to get the guns out of the homes, too. So I really appreciate it.
What's your name?
Yeah, my name's Mark.
Mark, hey, Mark.
Thanks for supporting the door-to-door gun confiscations, bro.
So this is going to be within the next few months?
Yeah, we're going to just send the police and the military... knocking on doors.
The military too?
Yeah, well, they're going to do we're going to eliminate.
Here in Oklahoma?
Yeah, we've eliminated Posse Comitatus, and so the police and the military.
The Posse what?
We've eliminated Posse Comitatus, so the military.
Posse Comitatus,
so the military and the police are going to work hand in hand and go door to door and just remove all the guns from people's houses.
Guns, so, shotguns, you mean?
Yeah, everything. So I really appreciate your support,
bro.
Yeah,
I guess people are really having a problem with that.
Yeah, we're gonna fix it. Thanks for your help. And this is supporting the police state, and we're gonna model the new police state after George Orwell's 1984. And zip code, please. This is, like I said, this is supporting the police state and the Orwellian 1984 surveillance systems that we want to implement here and model our society after that. So I really appreciate you supporting the police state with our petition here, and a zip code to support the police state too. Thank you so much.
You didn't want to sign that?
I can't do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
These guns need to be taken away. They're frightening.
I do. I agree with that, but it's just, I think they should do some more like physical or psychological tests before they take away guns.
Oh, sure, yeah, for mental evaluation. Absolutely. Yeah,
print and sign there to support the police state, the Orwellian measures. We're going to model the police state after Orwell's model. So thanks for supporting the Orwellian police state. So just print, sign, and a zip code just to not cut the force by 20%, please.
Okay.
And what this petition is doing is it's supporting the police state, and we're sort of modeling the new American police state after Russia and Germany's police state. Zip code, please, to support the police state in America. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
We're supporting the police state. This petition is supporting the growing police state in America, and we're modeling our police state off of the one in Russia and Germany. So thanks for supporting the police state. And what we're going to do is, with the Obamacare, is inject the kids with as many vaccines filled with mercury as we can, and just help to increase the autism rates and the side effects. So you just supported that. Thank you.
Sure, dude, whatever. I mean, like, what's on TV tonight, you know? Isn't that amazing? Sign this petition to support the Orwellian police state. We're patterning it after Nazi Germany. And that's the truth. We really are. Especially seeing that guy say, posse what? You know, when you remove historical references out of our textbooks to what happened during Reconstruction, we're doomed to repeat that kind of thing. There were some pretty heinous things that happened when we had standing armies. And it wasn't just after the Civil War. It was after before the Revolutionary War. We had standing armies there. All European countries did. And guess what they give you? They give you a continuous state of war, which we see now. And they also are used to oppress the domestic population. Now we see that America has become a profit center for the military-industrial complex, domestic use. And we're going to really see that ramping up, unfortunately, because people don't have a clue. They don't even understand what an Orwellian police state is. And maybe they don't understand what Nazi Germany is anymore. I don't know. Now, the next article, this is reported from the New York Times, that there's now more evidence surfacing that the U.S. government knew a lot more about the two bombing suspects than they let on in the week after the bombing. In the New York Times, it says, two U.S. agencies added the Boston bomb suspects to watch lists. It says the picture emerging Wednesday was of a counterterrorism bureaucracy that had at least four contacts with Russian spy services about Mr. Tsarnaev in the year before he took a six-month trip to Russia in 2012. Now, if you recall, after September 11th, the justification for the Patriot Act, the justification for the gigantic bureaucracy known as Homeland Security, was that these various organizations like the FBI and the CIA and Customs did not coordinate with each other. And so we had all these terrorists slip in and conduct 9/11. So what we needed to fix all these non-functioning bureaucracies was a gigantic bureaucracy to set on top of all of those non-functioning bureaucracies. And that's what we've had for the last 10, 11 years. I guess it's 12 years now. Well, Janet, you failed us. Homeland Security failed us. What we have is a gigantic bureaucracy that is sucking all the money and ammunition out of the country. And what we get for it is nothing. It turns out that even Homeland Security got flagged on this. It's not just the CIA and the FBI, but Homeland Security knew something about it. In talking to a Senate committee on Tuesday, this is from the same New York Times article, Janet Napolitano said, but Mr. Tsarnaev's departure apparently did not set off a similar alert on the Tide watch list because of the spelling variants of his name. Like I mentioned on my report yesterday, I wonder how they found Muammar Gaddafi, because ABC News reported that there are 112, at least, variants of his name used in the media. I don't know how in the world they found him to execute him. Now, there's also evidence that Tamerlan and Tsarnaev were radicalized by the CIA. We have this article up on InfoWars, and we also have a report from Alex Jones. And in that article, it references a translation of an Izvestia document. Now, Izvestia has documents that Counterintelligence Department, Ministry of Internal Affairs in Georgia confirmed that the Georgian organization, the Fund of Caucus, which cooperates with the U.S. nonprofit organization named Jamestown, the board of directors of this non-government organization previously entered one of the previously included U.S. foreign policy expert Zbigniew Brzezinski. I'm sorry, this is a translation off of Google, and the English is not exactly right there. But the bottom line is that this organization, Jamestown, is actually connected to Zbigniew Brzezinski. Now, if you remember history, he was essentially Jimmy Carter's. He was to Jimmy Carter what Henry Kissinger was to Richard Nixon, basically the guy that perhaps ran the White House. I don't know. But Brzezinski and Kissinger now are the two big guys at Bilderberg and the Council on Foreign Relations and these other, quote-unquote, non-government organizations, these NGOs that seem to run the world. And it turns out that that organization recruited Tamerlane. So perhaps when we look at these guys who were on welfare in Massachusetts, but were also driving new and expensive sports cars at the same time, perhaps they were being funded and run by some other organization. Well, one thing that's good this last week, we've had a lot of things got shoved through at the last minute and under the radar as everybody was preoccupied with the bombings in Boston. And one of those things that looked like it was going to go through was CISPA. It rammed through on Thursday following the bombing. The House of Representatives, mostly Republicans, pushed that through pretty quickly. But it looked like it was going to face some difficulty in the Senate, and now the ACLU is reporting that it looks like CISPA is dead, at least for now. But we'll have to keep a lookout on that. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's hard to tell whether CISPA is a zombie or just a Trojan horse. It could be a zombie Trojan horse, I don't know. But it is something that we definitely do not want to see. As Aaron Schwartz, the late Aaron Schwartz, described it, he said it was to the Internet what the Patriot Act is to America. And he said it was the worst of all the legislation that had come forward, SOPA, PIPA, CISPA, and the Cybersecurity Act of 2008. Of all of those, CISPA was the worst one. And, of course, it was the one that the Republicans resurrected 1 month after Aaron Schwartz died. That was the one that they tried to push through on us. And basically what it is, I'll review it just briefly one more time, it basically removes the liability for corporations to give information about you to the government. It also allows them to ignore with impunity any privacy agreements that they agreed with you when you signed up for their service. And what the whole purpose of that is to allow the government to do an end run, kind of a sneak attack, going around the Fourth Amendment. Because if the government were to ask for these papers directly, then they would need a court order according to the Fourth Amendment. But if they go to a third party, like Facebook or Google, they can just claim that that third party just gave them the information. Oh, no, by the way, they already had given legal immunity to that organization in advance. So that's what CISPA is about. And as Aaron Schwartz points out, it doesn't do anything to stop cyber attacks. As he correctly pointed out, it's our own government that creates and funds the cyber attacks on the system. More than any other organization, it's the U.S. government that does that. Just as we saw with the with Homeland Security, they don't stop the Tsarnaev brothers, even though they've been reported to the FBI and the CIA, and the Russian intelligence has been asking questions about them. They allow them to fly into Russia, and they don't stop them, even though we see people like Wade Hicks, who had just been vetted by Homeland Security itself, and the FBI itself, they gave him an enhanced carry, and then he is stranded mid-journey on his way to see his wife in Japan. He's stranded in Hawaii. And we see children put on the no-fly list. But so it's kind of hard to tell where the incompetency stops and where the kind of the Orwellian nastiness sets in. Well, that's it for our show tonight. If you would like to see news that really investigates the Boston Marathon instead of just kind of passing along government press releases like Rachel Maddow's NBC or CNN does, then consider supporting us at Prison Planet TV. Your contribution there will help to pay for our bandwidth, and it's something that you can not only enjoy yourself, but you can pass it on to 10 people who can simultaneously watch it at the same time. That's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Pure is introducing Pro One. all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. This is the Pro One by ProPure. You wanted it, you got it. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It cuts out the acid derivative of fluoride. It is the only one that does it. And out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. This is a revolution against the tyrants. They love putting the toxic acid base of fluoride into your water. They love the fact that it's an adjuvant supercharging the trace Prozac in the water and the hormones and the other chemicals. By cutting out fluoride, you cut out the turbocharger in all the poison being artificially introduced into your body. This is what I use. It's a win-win. You get a high-quality product at the lowest price. You support the InfoWar. Get your ProPure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.